All right, folks, welcome back to Believe in Rams. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. He is Cameron Lynch. You can follow me at JK Bogan. You can follow Cameron Lynch at Cameron Lynch 50 on all social media. But today, we are going to talk about the Los Angeles Rams, your Los Angeles Rams that are 8-7 and have a shot of clinching the playoffs this weekend with a win over the Giants. And a loss for either the Seahawks against the Steelers or the other clinching scenario, the least likely, the one that you really don't want to be in, but luckily the Rams aren't in a need to have this happen. The most unlikely scenario, a tie between the Vikings and Packers. That's not happening. It's not. Yeah. Never bank on a tie. If you're banking on a tie, then you're probably
not watching football.
You're probably talking about the St. Louis Rams back when they were 8-8 every year and they just needed everything to go their way. But
yeah,
Cam, let's just first off talk about the fact that last year when we started the show around the week 4 or so, we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. This team immediately fell apart. The injuries were insane. And I mean, we were celebrating like, you know, the Rams won the Super Bowl on our show when Baker Mayfield led a comeback, 90-something yard comeback drive against the Raiders. And 48 hours on the 17, team. Yeah, 17-16. And it was what? Their fifth win of the year, fourth win of the year. And we were going crazy. And yeah, that was the scraps. State. Yeah, that was the state of our show last year, is that there wasn't a lot to be happy about. This year, however, it's been a little rough losing some games that they should have won, obviously. And the defense is not perfect. And the offense was pretty abysmal at times, you know, this year, especially having to see Brett Rypien play football. But man, I'm going to tell you right now, it feels good to watch this team play football right now. Man, they were in their bag against the Saints. You look at the offense, the way they're making 30 points look easy.
They're not even firing
on all cylinders yet. That's the scary thing.
And the crazy part is, Jake, the special teams is not even clicking to where we want it to click, right? I think that's one thing, one of my takeaways is I would like to see our special teams tighten up a little bit. I think we also saw it in that Ravens game. The Ravens special teams, they're clicking on every cylinder. They are Super Bowl ready. The Rams were close, Jake. I think you mentioned it last year. We were not close at all. This year, we're close. And I think the way we turn that corner is special teams. Run game is going. Our defense is clicking. Of course, we want to fix things on the back end. I don't want to beat a dead horse, Jake, but we need to fix that. But I think if our special teams are clicking, we get explosive returns. We tackle on special teams. We make our kicks. Sorry. Don't want to be facetious, my brother, because we've been missing some damn football kicks. But if we do that on special teams, Jake, I do think when the playoffs come, we're going to be a dangerous team to play against. And Puka Nacua, Jake, you talk about it. I know at the beginning of the season, we had some folks come on the show like Puka Nacua, Hall of Famer, I don't know. Well, I think this game against the Giants, this is the game where we bury the Giants. We cement Puka Nacua in that rookie of the year, you know, conversation. And then that Hall of Fame conversation, Jake, because right now, the season he's having, if he continues this, this could be a Hall of Famer. I said it before. I was like, I don't know about that. Right now, I'm saying it. If he continues, if he stays healthy, Hall of Fame career, whatever that looks like, I'm praying for him and staying healthy in that sense. But it's been outstanding to watch.
Hey, you shot your shot before the season. You said Puka Nacua was going to be really, really good, and you called him Cooper Kupp Jr. Those were your words. Yeah, and he has a chance. I mean, these next 2 weeks are huge because he has a chance to break a record that has not, you know, been touched, not even by Ja'Marr Chase in a 17-game season. So pretty incredible when you think about that. Also, not saying that everyone will take account for this, but I still look at it like this is also Puka Nacua without Matthew Stafford for one of those games and half of the game against the Cowboys. So, you know, just imagine what he could have done if Stafford plays that Packers game, you know, probably 100% breaks the record, and they 100% already clinched the playoffs, but we won't get into that. We won't get into that. They got lucky that they didn't have to play Stafford. We won't get into that. Yeah, yeah. But
Matthew's
what we
healthy. Matthew's crushing it. Sorry, Jake. Matthew's crushing it, by the way. You've been talking about Matthew all year. You've been telling people he should be in the top five, and he wasn't. You know, we did our list beginning of the year, right? Like our top 10 quarterbacks, and some folks did not have him up there. Jake, you were right. He was hurt. He got back healthy, and he is him, bro. Like Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, these guys aren't doing what they're doing. DeMarcus Robinson, they're not doing what they're doing if our guy Matthew Stafford's not slinging that football, bro. So, you know, give him his flowers.
Hey, appreciate it. I'll also say this. Matthew Stafford right now. Now, we could talk about, you know, Patrick Mahomes in the grand scheme of things, the best quarterback in the NFL. Right now, there's not a better quarterback than Matthew Stafford. That number nine in LA is the best quarterback in the NFL right now as of December 27th, 2023.
Yeah,
that could change
at 11 Pacific.
That could change.
Yeah.
You know, he could play bad against the Giants or the 49ers or whatever. But regardless, right now, over the last, say, 4 or 5 games, there's not a better quarterback in the National Football League than Matthew freaking Stafford. And I feel very good about saying that. Because he's just been
too, a little bit. Lamar's balling a little bit.
Lamar's looking great.
Yeah.
Lamar's too. Offensive line also is getting away with some holding calls. I'll say that.
Like
I'll say that,
prom,
man.
Jake, like they holding like they're going to prom, bro. You know how
man.
You
man. It's already
they holding like they're going to
it's already hard enough to go up against him. Man, I'll even say this. It's not just the Rams game. I'm watching the Niners game and like not like the Niners really had a chance, but you don't have a chance. If they're gonna let them hold all game long, it's hard enough. Yeah. To get to Lamar Jackson when you have him. And we saw that. Chase Young's right there, and they got Nick Bosa, and Lamar's just like, whoop, and he's gone, you know? Yeah. And it's like when you're...
How about the referee tripping Lamar?
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, I've had enough of the refs.
I mean, even the basketball, what Steve Kerr was going off about the referee.
Did you see the bowl game last night with Kansas? Everyone on the feed was saying the game was rigged because they were dominating the whole game. They almost set the FBS record for single game penalty yardage. They had 55 penalties all year. They called 18 in that game, 8 personal fouls after the play. They have 4 all season long. Man, I don't know. Maybe it's because they were playing UNLV.
Yeah.
had to make the joke, man. Good Lord. But no, I'm tired of the officiating. It's either it's not enough or it's too much. And regardless, you know, the best way to beat bad officiating, of course, is to play well and get a lead and not give it up. And that's what the Rams have been doing. So,
yeah. And also too, Jake, I want to say this. We talked about the 49ers. I kind of want to, you know, throw a little blow to the 49ers a little bit, Jake. Those offensive tackles for the 49ers aren't healthy. Trent Williams, I know he was on and off the field, and those backups were getting smoked by the Ravens. And I want to say this too. The Rams had the Ravens on their heels. The Rams really should have won that game if we had that mentality, Jake, that bury them mentality. And I know we went to the Washington football team and Kyron fumbled a couple times. We need to harness that energy from those two games and destroy the Giants. And they prepare to destroy the 49ers because it's our time, Jake. It's time. The time is ripe. Brock Purdy, is he going to be healthy? I don't know. Well, hey, let's figure out how to knock those guys out. So the time is right, man. The Rams are rolling. It's good to see.
Hey, man, there's not a team in the NFC that I would take over the Rams right now, and that includes the 49ers. And they'll get a chance week 18, but I understand what people are going to say. You're insane. 49ers always have their number. This is a different Rams team. They're a lot different than the last time they faced the Niners in week 2. I mean, first off, Kyron Williams isn't making his first ever start at running back in week 18. He's going to be starting that game as the second best running back in the league behind Christian McCaffrey. That's the first thing. The second thing is Puka Nacua is growing up a lot more, and it's not like they stopped Puka Nacua. They didn't stop Puka Nacua at all. He had 140 plus. And then in addition to that, no Cooper Kupp. This team is first in every offensive metric and category and anything you name it when Matthew Stafford, Kyron Williams, Puka Nacua, and Cooper Kupp are on the field. And now you have to account for DeMarcus Robinson, who's just been a revelation the last 4 weeks, 4 straight touchdowns, playing the best ball of his career. Always liked him from afar, Cam. I just didn't understand why Kansas City didn't use him. I'll tell you right now, Kansas City wishes they had him right now because he'd be the best receiver on the team.
Kansas City's doing a lot of prayer. I mean, it's just so crazy. I bring that up a lot because, you know, just seeing Patrick Mahomes talk to his team, his offensive linemen, getting them ready to roll and firing them up. It's really cool to see because, you know, Tom Brady was always doing that, right? He was cussing them out. He was more so cussing them out. So it's really cool to see that. And, yeah, they're praying for a lot, Jake. They're praying for a lot. And one thing I will say is I'm grateful that the Rams are in the position that we're in now because, Jake, we were stressing last year, man. Like we mentioned at the top of the show, we were stressing. So it's really good to be in this position, and it's really good to be the boogeyman. I think the Rams, we're the boogeyman right now for a lot of teams. A lot of teams don't want to play us, and you mentioned that. You're not going to take many teams over us. I mean, Jake, I just go back to that Ravens game, bro. Like, we had them. We had them.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, we've got to tighten the screws. And so I think this Giants game, like I said again, Jake, the Eagles did not put the Giants away. The Rams had to put them away. Kind of like how we put the Saints away. We buried them fools. I'm a little hyped today, Jake.
I don't blame you, man. Remember I shared the Derek Carr stats and people like, oh no. Like I had all these Saints fans on Twitter like, really?
Right.
Is that really? And then man finally threw a touchdown against the Rams, but he's now what, 0-4? Combined, I think he's been outscored by 120 points. It is.
yeah. This serve it to him, man. Serve it to him. The Saints have been really good for a long time. And so for the Rams to do what they did, it felt really, really good. Puka Nacua, Jake. Yo, my guy is not slowing down, man. I mean,
he went Super Saiyan, man.
He's going Super Saiyan, and it's crazy to see, too, because he's been – I mean, I know he has some injuries, Jake, right? Like a lot of times guys don't play – fully healthy, and I know he's been hiding some injuries. I mean, 164 yards, bro, with 9 receptions. DeMarcus Robinson, I mean, his numbers were better than Cooper Kupp's last game. Of course, they're double teaming Cooper Kupp, but it's just really good to see these guys coming along. Tyler Higbee coming along, Dennis Allen. I mean, it's looking good, my man. And so the Rams have to keep it up. We have to protect the football, though. Jake, I just want to call that out. I think the key to this game, winning against the Giants, we have to protect the football because the Eagles didn't. The Eagles, I think it was a couple fumbles. I think it was a couple punts, drop punts. Like, we got to lock in, bro, because the Giants, the Commanders, those teams are the sneaky teams. And if we want to be great in the playoffs, we got it. We got to bury them. But I'm excited, man. Excited to see these guys come along here.
I'm with you, man. Look, I mean, the fact of the matter is this. What it really comes down to against the Giants is playing your style of football. Don't let yourself. Giants aren't beating you. You're only beating yourself against them. And look, I understand people are going to be like, oh, it's December football in New Jersey, cross country trip, man. Trust me, I've been to all the Giants games and Jets games that the Rams had played at MetLife. I know how this thing works. Okay. The Rams even beat the Jets with Case Keenum starting. And, you know, that team was banged up. I think you were on that team, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, that game specifically, too, like, I mean, the Rams just, they do not lose at MetLife Stadium. They just don't. I mean, that game, and you could say, well, the Jets are starting Bryce Petty. Doesn't matter. Johnny Hecker was the MVP of that game. Alec Ogletree had the game-sealing interception. Then the next year, Jared Goff's throwing it all over the yard. You know, like, he had these really small hands coming out of the draft. He's going to fumble. And what was the big thing, Cam, coming out of the draft is that he can't play in cold weather. He's going to drop the ball left and right.
Yeah.
My guy was throwing all over the yard against the Giants. Yeah. They dropped 51 points. Sammy Watkins, Robert Woods on a 3rd-and-33. Then the Super Bowl season when I went to see them, Daryl Henderson had 2 touchdowns in that game. I mean, the Rams were just rolling in that one.
And run the ball too. I think that's the key, Jake. We got to run the ball too. We got to run.
Oh, yes. And that's the thing. The Giants do give up the run. They're a good pass defense. I will say this. I don't know what it is. And I will say also, I think the Giants' spirit might be broken after officially being eliminated from the playoffs. Which is why I don't think the fans turnout will be as good as it was going to be. It's why ticket prices are dropping. So Rams fans, if you can go and get your tickets now. But I'll say this, man, this Giants team just is so different at home. Their defense is just unbelievable when they play at home, as opposed to being on the road.
Okay.
But here's the thing. They were playing for something. Now they're not. I could still see them getting psyched up. And I think Tyrod is going to take care of the football better than, you know, Tommy Cutlets would have.
Tommy but
Cutlets, huh? Man, that was the shortest lived thing ever. But
yeah, ran out of juice for sure. That car ran out of juice.
Man, I think Dable was just tired of hearing how he was going to be the next Tom Brady from these media heads. And they're like, all right, I bet you this guy. So you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, and Jake, really quick, too. It also shows how tough the quarterback position is, right? Tommy DeVito, yeah. he had his shine for a little bit and then he started getting hit, man. I mean, we talked about it before. He played the Saints. And he was getting hit, and, you know, he played against the Eagles. He was getting hit there and knocked him out the game. And a lot of times what we don't see is for a quarterback, you got to have endurance. You got to have that endurance. You got to make great decisions while being like 60%, you know. And so Tommy DeVito, I think he ran out of juice there. Tyrod Taylor has showed that he is a veteran in the game. He's been around the block a little bit. And so he's going to push his team forward. One thing I will say too, though, Jake, real quick, some of the keys to victory for the Rams. Tyrod Taylor can run, and so we need to spy on him. Ernest Jones, go get him. Figure out what that looks like. Kobe Turner, go attack him. But Tyrod Taylor can run that football, and I think we got to keep an eye on that. And then another thing too, Jake, the Giants will beat themselves, like you mentioned it. Drop passes, missed tackles, missed interceptions. They're going to do it. I mean, Jake, guess that they probably should have beat the Eagles because they dropped about two or three interceptions. Darren Waller dropped about two or three wide open. Excuse me, I'm spitting because it's kind of ridiculous. But these guys in the Giants will blow the game themselves. Like you said, I think their will is low, and they will blow the game. So, but they're in position to make a lot of plays. So the Rams have to be really careful. But I think those are the keys to victory is take care of that football. Don't make mistakes and play well on special teams and go attack those Giants defensive backs, Jake, because I know I said run the ball and everything like that, but those guys I have on here in my notes, Jake, these guys are missed tackle machines. These guys do not tackle. I got number 22, number 25, number 24. These guys are getting hurdled. They're getting shook. They're getting all that stuff. And so I can see Kyren Williams going to work on those DBs for sure if he breaks through that run game.
Yeah, honestly, if this isn't a blowout, I'll be shocked. I think the Rams, they're going to take care of business. They're not looking ahead. They're coming off a mini bye week. I love the Rams in this game. I mean, whatever the spread is, take it. I mean, the Rams are, this game will not be close. I know people are going to try and make this all about, it's a trap game, this and a trap game that, and oh, you're jinxing. Nope. I've already set the precedent. Like in case anybody didn't know, I don't believe in that. And the reason why I didn't believe in that, I said it. There's nothing I do, although I will be at the game to be fair, but there's nothing that I can do in New York, upstate New York, that has any effect on the game being played at SoFi. So let's be honest here. I literally put out a YouTube video. This is why the Rams are going to win against the Saints. I was that confident. People are like, oh, you're jinxing us. Bro, that game wasn't even close. The Rams dominated the whole damn game. I don't change anything. There's no jinxing. Lucky jersey, none of that. Okay, it doesn't matter if I wear a jersey or don't wear a jersey or wear same color jersey. Does not matter. Okay, the Rams are this good though. Like right now, the only thing that can beat the Rams is the Rams. That's it.
The special teams unit, not making them daggone kicks and not tackling on punt. I agree.
Don't let it get to that though. You know, don't let it get to the fact. Okay, now. You know, Lucas Haversick is losing us the game. I'll tell you right now, Mason Crosby, if you give him a chance to win the game, he's going to beat you because you cut his ass. Yeah. It's like, I mean, that was kind of dumb too. He had a 52 yarder, you know, against the Eagles. But, you know, I mentioned spread, Cam, and I just have to say that Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs this season. Get the latest odds, lines, and match reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Cam, I gotta say something. You know, these stats this year, it feels like there are guys that will explode. But for the most part, it's kind of hard this year. It's like, I know we, I think as humans, love to bet the over. We love the idea of like, okay, this guy's going to have more yards than this guy and this guy. Okay. But it's been kind of just up and down this year. But I'll tell you right now, Cam, you can take advantage of that. You can tell our listeners exactly how they can take advantage of that.
You can start playing Pick'em or Weekly Fantasy for any sport today. Users will receive 100% deposit match up to $100 if they use promo code BELIEVEINRAMS at sign up. Start playing Pick'em in Weekly Fantasy Football today with Underdog Fantasy.
That's Underdog Fantasy. You're absolutely right, Cam. You can put lower or higher. I know, again, I normally don't put anything down on anything that's not higher. But, you know, it's kind of a lower scoring season, Cam. We're talking about MVP, you know, quarterbacks being a guy not even throwing 40 touchdowns. I mean, that's unheard of. It's just a completely different league right now. And the running backs are somewhat back. I mean, you have 1,000-yard rushers again. Back-to-back seasons where you have guys. I know, I was a little worried. We were getting to like that committee backfield where like no one's going to go over 1,000 again. And you still have committee, but I feel like we're starting to see more like a bell cow. I don't know. We're starting to see more than usual, I would say.
Yeah. I think when players split those reps, I think it gets to them mentally. And so, like you mentioned with the Rams with Kyron Williams, now that he has the ball, he's looking like the best running back in the league. So that's super helpful. And also to your point, the running backs getting injured as well, right? At the beginning of the year, the running backs were injured. And so, you know, it was Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley. It was all of the top running
Aaron
backs.
Jones.
Austin Eckler. And there was another issue. Well, will they get paid? Is the running back market valuable? And we all know, Jake, we're getting on this podcast every day. We say run the dag on football. And so, you know, I think at the end of the season, the beginning of the season, we're like, okay, is running back market going down? It's like, no. Pay the guys to run that football, and maybe one or two guys to run it, because that's really, really important. You think about Jahmyr Gibbs at the Lions. I mean, you think about that run game. He's shaking people out their ankles. Bijan Robinson. So pay the running back. You know, pay your guys so you can get good play out of them. And, Jake, we talk about this game coming up here, too, with Kyron Williams. I mean, how? Jake, how, my guy? Because
11 games and he's second in rushing? Like, are we serious?
Like, dude, like I said, the Todd Gurley thing, we're finding a superstar. He's a superstar. And if he tightens up that mentality, Jake, with the fumbles, man, I can see him just taking off. And, you know, to be honest, Jake, in the pass game, he's getting better in the pass game. Because remember, and I want to talk about also his growth a little bit too, Kyron Williams, because remember the beginning of the year, we were talking about some of those little short passes that him and Matthew Stafford weren't making. He dropped about 4 or 5 of them at the beginning of the year, and now he's just progressing to those. So to see his growth, I know we talk about Puka Nacua, we talk about Cooper Kupp, but if I were to maybe give an award, Jake, for most improved player, I think you got to give it to Kyron Williams, because just his progression, his growth has been really cool. And then Michael Hoyt on the defensive side, because, Jake, the beginning of the year, I was on his back. Michael Hoyt dropping back in coverage. He doesn't know what the heck he's doing. And now he's becoming that complete player. So if we were to give away 2 awards of most improved, those are my 2 guys. Cause I was hard on him, man, at the beginning of the year. So it's really cool to see them grow.
That's man, I'd probably say Kobe Turner at this point. I mean, good Lord. Wow. Come from a rookie to being just a complete badass in the trenches. The conductor. It's like, and Aaron Donald's like, can you shorten that a little bit? It's a little, you know, he's just like doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's my house. He's like, it's my house. I'm the one who does the sack dance, not you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I feel that, man. Fun fact about Kyron Williams. Here's every statistic, every metric Kyron Williams is at least in the top 10 in. Okay. Here are the ones he's in first: running back success rate, running back efficiency rate, running back volume, value over average. Here's the ones he's in second: rushing yards, yards after contact per carry, yards over average. He's third in DR. He's third in first downs. He's third in PFF rushing grade. He's third in yards per carry. He's third in yards after contact. He's tied for 4th in missed tackles forced. He's 5th in running back DVOA. He's tied for 5th in running back touchdowns, receiving touchdowns. He's sixth in 10 plus yard runs. He's tied for sixth in rushing touchdowns. He's seventh in elusive rate. He's ninth in rushing yards over expected. He's ninth in PFF overall run grade. He's ninth in 20 plus yard runs. And he's 10th in running back yards after the catch. I mean, that's a lot. He's just been incredible. But Cam, you know, kind of wrapping it up here, looking at this game with the Giants, they got some guys. You know, they got some guys. Darren Waller, Saquon Barkley, obviously. I'll tell you right now, they're out of the playoffs. It would be very wise to get the kid involved. What do I mean by the kid? Jalen Hyatt, my number one receiver from this draft class. Hyatt, you know, right around this time of year, when you're not in the playoffs, or even if you are, this is when you start to see these young guys, these kind of, you know, under the radar names. He's not under the radar. I mean, he's a big name coming out of the draft, but you start to see these rookies kind of get more reps. I mean, I would actually point back to Chris Godwin's rookie year. You know, he had a huge touchdown catch. I think it was against the Panthers in his like week 17 game, and it actually had some playoff implications. And I kind of look at it like that, where you get these guys involved towards the end of the year. So the Rams have to be wary. They're giving up the big play. There's been a lot of miscommunication. I know people, you know, put the blame on the corner. I'm just going to say the safety play has to be better. There's a lot of miscommunication. Guys dropping low. Corner has to carry the guy up the stem. Now all of a sudden the corner's the bad guy, when in reality it might have been on the safety. Akella Witherspoon against the Saints, I'm saying, I don't think that was on him. I think it was on Fuller. But Cam, I'm looking at guys like Jalen Hyatt. I'm looking at guys like Darius Slayton. I'm looking at guys like Wandale Robinson. These are guys, I mean, Darren Waller, Saquon Barkley. These are guys, if you leave them open and there's broken coverage, I mean, let's put it this way. If there's ever broken coverage, anybody who's wide open downfield, 60 yards downfield, is going to score. But those guys are electric with the ball in their hand and, you know, big play receivers deep downfield. You have to be wary of that. And you also have to know where Kayvon Thibodeau is at all times on the defensive side. So there's some explosive players on this team. You know, Rams got to take care of business, but I don't mean like, I know that they can win and they should win in a blowout, but I'm not trying to take anything away from the Giants. I think their season definitely would have gone differently if they didn't lose their starting quarterback they gave all that money to start the season, and if their offensive line didn't get battered with injury.
Jake, I totally agree. I mean, Saquon, it was hurt. You know, there's been so many factors for the Giants. And Jake, like I mentioned at the top of the show, the Giants could have beat the Eagles, my boy. Like, they had two dropped interceptions. Adoree Jackson had like a 70-yard pick six. Let's see. And then, the Eagles, too. Like, they self-sabotage. You talk about the Rams could beat themselves. What was it? Boston Scott, one of his players, ran into him. He dropped the ball on the kickoff
return. Oh, that was awful.
It's awful. It's almost worse than the butt fumble, you know, from the Jets. It's not as bad, but it's pretty daggone bad. I play special teams, my guy. And, you know, if you're a guy running down the field, why would you, on kickoff return, why would you tackle your own returner? At that point, I told my wife, I was like, oh, he might as well have the different color jersey on at that Giants jersey on at that point, the way he hit him. So the Rams can get themselves in that position, Jake, where that self-sabotage, and if the Giants are paying attention or actually hungry enough, they can actually
On the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he had a bet on the Giants, just like our guy, Jair Alexander, right, who almost botched the coin flip. Is, you know, they're worried about this betting online and this, you know, underdog fantasy a little bit too much, and they're, you know, affecting the gameplay. No, not only that, but they
just
have
a joke,
chance.
Guys.
No, totally a joke. Right, we can do it, but the players cannot do the betting.
No,
it's coming from a former player. It's coming from a former player. The current players cannot sports bet. Former players can sports bet. So I'm just saying that. But
yeah, like,
the Giants also penalty ridden. They're going to beat themselves. They're going to drop interceptions. They're going to drop open passes. But they can also catch those things as well. It can go either way. And so the Rams have to really focus. Jake, they have to get their rest that night, right? Don't stay up a little bit later. Don't go out in New York just because it's the Giants. No, get your rest in, get prepared for the playoffs. We got to get ready for the playoffs because, Jake, you mentioned it, to make the playoffs, we pretty much have to win out. We have to win every game that we can. So go bury them, Jake. This is a will-breaking game. And I put in my notes, Jake, this game is to show the NFL that you're willing and able to break someone's will, where you're having them give up at halftime. The Rams need to focus on getting Gatorade at halftime, where the player's like, all right, guys, backups, you're in. Halftime, you're in. What are we eating for dinner
Carson
tonight?
Wentz, you're in.
That's what I want to see. I actually want to see Carson Wentz play this game, Jake. That's how bad we need to be.
I'd love it. You know, I'm going to take the Rams 31-13. I think the defense continues to play well. They've given up some big plays, but they get that thing figured out, and and that's kind of new, right? We weren't seeing that a ton throughout the year. I think the defense has been really solid, just not, you know, they're going to, like, the analytics, the stats and all that, they're not going to love them. They do give up yards. It's kind of their scheme. But when you look at the defense, they don't give up a ton of points. They're, you know, middle of the pack, and they don't have like a ton of like game changing players. I mean, it's really Akello Witherspoon, Ernest Jones, Aaron Donald, and, you know, now Kobe Turner's really emerged. But yeah. It's not perfect.
John Johnson, and like you said,
at times,
John Johnson, he just got to the team, Jake. So, like you said, what we're seeing, those issues probably could be from him learning the ropes a little bit. He makes a couple of interceptions here and there. So we'll see.
Yeah. So I'll take the Rams 31-13. I like him in this game. I'm also going to say the Rams do clinch. Wait, what was that?
33-14 Rams.
Okay. You got 33. Yeah. So we both got 30 points again. Yeah. I just think the Rams are playing too hot right now. The mini bye is only going to make them more dangerous that late in the season. That's a gift. And I'll tell you right now, they're going to be ready to go. They got to spend Christmas with their family and not have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. I do think that kind of helps, you know, just kind of getting all that juice out.
The 49ers and, are struggling a little bit, bro. I don't know if that could have been a thing, but they were struggling. So
They were, man. But I'll also say this. I think the Rams are going to clinch on Sunday. That's my prediction. Rams win 31-13, and Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers get the win on the road in Seattle. I'm going to say they beat Seattle 23-17. Mason Rudolph takes over the starting job the rest of the year. That doesn't mean Kenny Pickett's out, but you got to go with the hot hand at this point. You know, you were on a losing streak. So I think the Steelers get it done, and I think the Rams clinch. And I think Seattle ends up getting that seventh spot in week 18.
I think the Rams gonna clinch next week, Jake. I think we're gonna be on our seats until the end of the road. I think my hairline is gonna go back even a little bit more, and I think we're gonna be waiting until weeks, you know, that final week, Jake. I think just how the cookie crumbles, and you know, for the Rams, we're in a great spot now. It took us a while to get here, Jake, and so next year we have to start a little bit faster. And so because of that, I think we're gonna clinch in week 18. So we'll see.
You think they beat the Niners, or you think something else happens to force them to clinch?
I think we beat the Niners, my guy.
I do too, but I think they'll have it clinched beforehand.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
My man was like, man, I ain't banking on no Mason Rudolph.
that part.
Hey, he looked great. He looked great. I'm not gonna lie. He looked great against the Colts. I was impressed. Was not expecting that. But I'll say this, you know, when you're looking at these teams and everything, you know, this Seahawks team hasn't looked great. You know, they should have lost to the Titans. They barely beat the Eagles. They barely beat the Eagles. The Eagles don't look great. I mean, I don't think Seattle has a legitimate win on their schedule. I mean, they didn't beat the Rams. I mean, who did they beat? They got demolished by the Ravens. I just don't think Seattle is that great of a team, but I also don't think the Vikings or the Packers are. So it'll be really interesting. Jair Alexander sitting out, you know, what happens there? The Vikings win that game. Like that helps the Rams, obviously.
I think they went for DK though. I think they went for DK because DK seemed like a little frustrated because he's, you know, he's willing this team to win. He's bringing this team along a little bit. And I think they need a win for him. This running game should be too good to be losing, Jake. So even the start of the season for the Seahawks, I thought they were going to be way better. And so hopefully they figure this out in the back end. But Mason Rudolph... I don't know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer getting it done during Christmas. I don't know.
They're gonna need to establish the run, but if they can run with Jalen Warren and Najee Harris, they got big play. George Pickens, man, we saw what he can do. Good Lord, man. In a second, they just kind of took over. And
They put the Bengals through it, boy.
Yeah.
It was a week or two ago, so yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sorry. It was the Bengals, not the Colts. My bad. Yeah. They lost to the Colts, but
they put hands on the
Bulls. That's what I'm saying though. It was 34 to 11 or whatever. I mean, you know, I think the Steelers right now, you know, you just gotta Rams fans, you just gotta believe in Mike Tomlin. You know, that's really what it comes down to. They're on the road, well coached football team. Went through a little bit of a spell, but the fact that he's sticking by Mason Rudolph gives me like even more praise there. I really like Kenny Pickett, but putting him out there when he's not 100% is a dumb move. Mason Rudolph just had the best game of his career. Could it be a fluke? Absolutely. It's very possible. See, but
got some good, hey, they got some good corners, Jake. You know them boys.
They
them
do. They do. Steelers got, you know, and I think also another thing, Steelers defense last week, they've been predominantly man. That zone tripped up Jake Browning like nobody's business. Mm. They don't play zone.
Yeah,
I wonder if they stick with the zone here against Seattle.
We'll see.
But that's gonna do it. I'll be at MetLife. So if anyone's right. watching this and
pictures up on Twitter, you know, my guy.
you know it'll be straight fire, man. Yes. But yeah, anybody that's gonna be at MetLife, feel free to, you know, hang out with me.
Actually, one of my best friends, her dad's going to be there. So, Jake, I actually got to connect you with him. I'm glad you met.
Yeah, that. Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I'm excited to meet everybody. And, man, I wish, you know, we could do this more. I only get like once every 4 years, you know. Well, not entirely, because, you know, you do have the Jets as well, and the Bills. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to go to more games. But I'm excited for this weekend and hoping to see you all there. Whoever I do, great. But yeah, you guys can follow me at JK Bogan. You can follow Cam at Cameron Lynch 50. Until next time, we are Believe in Rams and we are signing off. And the next time we're gonna be talking about the playoff clinched Los Angeles Rams.
Yes, sir. That'll be hype.
It would. I think it happens. Do you think it happens week 18? We'll see.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of hopeism. So for me, it's kind of too good to be true, you know? So I just, but if it happens, Jake, I'm going to be doing backflips. So I'm hoping so.
Man, you got to record that and put it on Twitter.
That's funny. I haven't done a backflip in a while.
Don't do it then. I'm not trying to put you on the IR.
Appreciate that.
All right, guys. You guys take care. Later, folks.